you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hello, Lewis Black here. And before I start my rantcast, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be hitting the road. That's right. On September 21st, I'm going to be back out on tour. And it all begins in Victoria, Canada, and then goes on to Vancouver, Canada, and then goes on to Spokane, Washington. The next week, it all happens in Ketchum, Idaho. I don't believe I have not been there. It's the home of Sun Valley, and I'm quite excited about going there. I'm quite excited about also that week returning finally to Salt Lake City. It's been too long. Go to lewisblack.com. I'll be in Cleveland. I'll be in Cincinnati. I'm going to Biloxi, back to Biloxi, Mississippi. I could go on and on and on, but check out the website, lewisblack.com. Please come out and join me. And if you hear this, this announcement, tell others, tell them to go to lewisblack.com if they're fans, or even if they're not fans and they're looking for something to do, point it out to them. And you tell someone, and then they'll tell someone, and then they'll tell someone. And by the time it gets to the last person, they'll show up in another city that I won't even be performing at. And I hope that they enjoy whatever show they see at that theater. I really look forward to getting out of this cable access studio and coming out and seeing people again. I am losing my mind here. I'll be back in a moment with the Rantcast. This could all go horribly wrong at any minute. Hello there, and welcome to the 142nd episode of Lewis Black's Rantcast entitled Consciousness is the Opposite of Leadership. Yes, and it was certainly on display this week at the Republican convention, and it's on display really every single day. Every day that they're working in Congress or wandering through the hinterlands, talking to their constituents or running for office as they always are, or from the White House, wherever our leadership is, consciousness is not there. It is somewhere else, and God knows where it is. It could be out there, really, in the vapor, in the ether, in the somewhere, wherever the internet may have sucked it. There is no consciousness in our leadership. Okay, if there were, we would be discussing the major issues of our time on a daily basis, and the news would cover it, and they'd be focused on it because our leaders got them to focus on it. And you wouldn't know at all from watching that Republican debate that there was any consciousness. As a matter of fact, the idea of the title today came from Mike Pence. It's a brilliant line in response to something that Nikki Haley had said. He went on to say that consensus is the opposite of leadership. And that showed that he's got no consciousness, because if you want to run and be the president of a democratic country, okay, you got to have a consensus. That's what you've got to do, all right, because it doesn't work any other way. And it's certainly not diametrically opposed to it. It's what you focus on, all right? Leadership is taking, and leadership is not only creating a consensus, it's saying something that will make people go, yeah, let's do it. It's called common fucking sense, All right, Mike Pence. Okay, and we got a little rhyme in there. It's really ludicrous. It's just, to me, unbelievable to have sat there and watched that debate with those that they're not. Are they adults? They were like fucking 6-year-olds or 5-year-olds, 4, whatever, the last time I played in the sandbox. The whole group of kids in a sandbox, all taking a tinky on each other. I mean, literally. And why? How are you going to decide anything when you give people 45 seconds to talk about major issues? You kidding me? What planet do we think we're living on that this should be a debate? We had a longer debate when I was in high school, all right? And we also had your basic vote at the beginning to kind of go, okay, vote for, you know, in order to kind of get separate and find the candidates that we wanted. And people put up their posters. And by popularity, which is always the way a lot of it is, we decided who would actually do the debates on stage. And then we actually talked about things. We talked about fucking issues, about whether this something should be done in the cafeteria, or should there back then be a smoking lounge? That's how old I fucking am. My brother actually was the president of the student body when he got a smoking lounge put in the school, which is unbelievable. But it was like better that they smoked there than who knows. I can't even remember. But he went on a number of issues, real issues. Okay, not this kind of like. Well, I mean, that debate was, what was that about? You're going to talk to me like that? And you know, they're yelling and shouting at each other. You know, 5-year-olds could have done a better job debating. All right? You could teach them in 10 minutes what it's about. Civility. All right? You listen to the person. How do you know who you're talking to if you're going, well, you know, I heard that, but you talking to me like that isn't going to be, well, what do you mean? I'm listening to you, but I'm not really hearing you because I'm too busy trying to think of what it is I'm going to be saying to you after you finish talking, because it's really important what I have to say, and I have only 45 seconds to say it, so I've got to get it all right in my head right now. Like, what are you, what? No, I'm talking to you now. You heard me. I'm telling you this out loud so that you'll know what's coming when I tell you. Okay, what were they doing? This constant badgering back and forth. But you said my name, so I get to talk now. What? That's no way to run anything. You don't have 8 people debating at once, all right? No, you get 4 of them, and you give them at least 3 minutes to discuss this stuff, all right? At least 3 minutes to discuss this stuff. I mean, minimally, okay? As it is, that's stupid, too. They should have to talk for 8 to 10 minutes on major subjects, all right? Give them 2-3 subjects to talk about. They talked about abortion. It was like, they were up there searching for what it was that how the Republicans are going to find a way to get people to vote for them because of their kind of hardcore positions on abortion. So they're looking for another route. So that we had to watch that, as opposed to each of them laying out some sort of a plan. And then they finally bring in a kid. Finally. And a kid, he's 38, but somebody from the other generation, which is Generation A, Generation X, Generation Z, Generation Millennial, whatever. I don't give a shit. He's 38. Oh, good. This is bringing some really new, bright, interesting ideas to the table. Well, let me read you something, okay? Because it was listening to him. And I don't know if you watched the debates, but before I even get to him, if you watch those debates, as I did, you deserve, as I do, we should have been compensated for every minute we sat there listening to that stuff, because that was completely a waste of our time. Well, all of us had major, major thoughts during the day that were more important, more interesting, smarter, and to the point than they did. Okay? And I'm going to read you something. Its name is Vivek. That's what they just said. It rhymes with cake. Ramaswamy. I'm going to read you what he considers to be a few of the truths. This is 38 years old. We're going, God, this is the guy. Finally, someone from a younger generation, he's got to have a different perspective. He's going to point us in a new direction. Boy, that's what I hope for. So the first thing he says is God is real. Well, that's okay. All right. Keep it to yourself. I know you got to say it because you're running for office. But that's where we're starting. And then he goes, One of my favorite scientists, Blaise Pascal, said it best. If you have a hole the size of God in your heart and God doesn't fill it, something else will. That's how you get climatism, I guess, which means you believe in climate, that there's climate change, COVIDism, and transgenderism. That's how you get it. If God is not filling the hole that's in your heart, we all got holes in our heart. And every one of us has got a hole in our fucking head after listening to that debate or spending time listening to the Democrats fucking basically try to tell us what it is that they did, even though that by the time they're finished telling us what they did, even though you might want what they did, you're against it because they told us so badly. Well, I don't want to do this, but really the thing that I've been thinking about was there was a giant tuna that I saw the other day. And that's what we need to be dealing with, because the scope of shut up, just shut up. There are two genders, he says, two. That's it. Zippo, two. Male, female, that's it. Two sexes. If you have XX chromosomes, you're a woman. If you have XY chromosomes, you're a man. That's it. Totally no such thing. No gays, no nothing. Couldn't be happening. Gender dystopia. It's a mental health disorder. Affirming confusion isn't compassion. Come on. All right? You're the one who's supposed to be telling these idiots on stage who might be wandering around with misconceptions. And you're promoting one on a level that is like, where did they find him? Okay? I didn't want to end up talking about any of them, but God damn it. It was too much for me. Was he on ice? Okay, they found him in ice somewhere. And he was 38, but he was actually he lived from 1948 to like the 50s to 1938 to the 1960s, whatever, make him 38 years old. And they took him out, and then they defrosted him, and he's talking like that. That it's like it's like the 50s, that kind of thing. And he's gonna and the youth shall lead the young the. Reverse racism is racism. And then, but my favorite, human flourishing requires fossil fuels. And then I could go on. And that's the kid, Vivek. Well done, huh? That's the one. And they just, from the very end, from Asa Hutchison to Christie to, and I'm sitting there, I can't believe I remember those, Mike Pence. I can't remember the one next to Christie. Eight of them. Eight. Babbling away. Oh, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, who has the charisma of a goldfish. As a matter of fact, a goldfish has more charisma. Even doing this, any fish has more charisma than he does. And that, and then are you going to let him? And meanwhile, the other candidate the next day is getting a mugshot taken. Is P01135809. This is just a special time. And then we're not going to get a debate from the Democrats because Biden, maybe we can listen to the echoes inside of his head. All right? Because nobody can hear him. He's speak up! Speak up! Nobody hears him. And then when he tries to explain what it is that he's doing, nobody pays attention. He could be, and Kamala Harris, she doesn't have to debate anybody. They're doing a reboot for her. I just heard that 2 weeks ago. Well, things are, that somehow we've really got to get people to understand how good she is. And she's fine, but not as the vice president, okay? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Something has gone askew. She's very, very bright. You know, people like Teddy Kennedy was tremendous, but he was actually, in the end, probably going to be a better senator, was a great senator. What do you mean? He's a commie liberal fascist. Shut up! Okay? God, talk about his father was genetically, he's got the genes of a capitalist, for God's sake. Alrighty, his father was like major in terms of capitalism. So he was not going to be, I don't think, as good a president. Yeah, I think he was a much better senator and could work with people and get things done. Okay? And I got to sit there and watch these guys rattling on when the Nikki Haley in the midst of that must be losing her mind. Well, she came out looking better. Of course she did, because she's up with those guys just from being another gender. She's way ahead of these guys. They discuss an abortion for like 45 seconds to discuss abortion. Really. How many people, and I'm doing it myself. I'm sitting here kind of analyzing. I went off on Vivek because I thought maybe something would happen there. But the others, I expected what I got from them, except for the amount of like sniping at each other and the kind of like trying to talk over each other. You know, you've only got so much time. They can't stop talking about it afterwards. Oh, all of those people, hundreds of them, interpreting what it is that we saw it. There may be like 3 or 4 people, 5, 6 max, that should be discussing what it was and then zip it and then move on to try to figure out an analysis. Try to put each one of you guys who were sitting there fucking discussing what it is that and how the people did in the debate. All right, this isn't a game show, fucker. Go sit down with them and get what it is that they think their solutions will be. Well, you know, this, he's got the worst inflation ever, and we're going to get rid of that. How? Just tell us fucking how. Okay, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to do better than he is. That's not a fucking, it's not a position. All right? For God's sake, don't tell us that you're going to do better. Tell us what you're going to do. What is your position paper? What did you write down about it? Did you write anything down about it? Do you have any idea of how we're going to deal with inflation or climate change or the health issues or the mental health issues or our educational system, which flounders about, but you're going to, well, really what we should need to do is to strip the public schools so that other schools can do, just stop it. And stop trying to fuck with public education. All right? There are plenty of people who have been doing it a lot longer than you have. All right? And the reason you're standing up being able to talk like that in public is because most of you had a public education. And then some of you jackasses actually went on to Ivy League schools and got stupider. It's ludicrous. Beyond belief. And I use the word ludicrous way too much now because I can't seem to find other words for it. And I just have this, everything in the news now is conjecture. It's like the weather. Everything is like, all news is a weather report. Well, we got a cloud coming down there. We got DeSantis is coming down from the sky over here, and he's just off the coast of South Carolina. He could come in here. It could be a big storm. But we don't really know if he's going to go there. He could go over here. He might shoot up there. It could be Nikki Haley's coming up through Florida trying to chase whatever it is that she's after, trying to come up through. You know, it's all conjecture. They're telling us what they think is going to happen. That is what our news is about. Stop it. Things are actually happening. People are running for office. Find out why they should be the ones who either should leave this campaign trail behind, or find the couple of nuggets out there, all right? Force these people to speak in public about what they're going to do, all of them. Force Joe Biden to speak so that somebody fucking hears him, all right? This is ridiculous. Speak up, Joe. This is enough, all right? I've just about done it. I'm kind of... I hope I made myself, it was understandable about news being conjecture and it's like a weather report. Because all they're reporting is which way the wind blows. That it's the Bob Dylan thing. Or as Bob Dylan said, you don't need a weatherman to tell which way the wind blows. That clears it all up. That should really do it. I'm going to read you a little something before we wind this thing up. And I'm sorry I yelled from beginning. No, I'm not. And I hope we all get checks for sitting there. And I can't wait for the next one, because is he going to come back? We don't know if he's going to come back. He's got a mugshot now, so we don't know. Is he going to run as the mugshot? So Some Trumpified evangelicals are now rejecting the teachings of Jesus as weak. What is the matter with people? Even I, the Jew, know that the teachings of Jesus were not weak. Okay, Russell Moore, former head of the Southern Baptist Convention, told NPR, of all places, multiple pastors have reported that congregants have objected to their preaching, Christ's Sermon on the Mount, saying, love your enemies is a liberal talking point that doesn't work anymore. Wow. He wasn't running for office, folks. All right? He's the Son of God. He had a message, had a story to tell, and he was trying to tell folks to straighten the fuck up. Okay? That's what he was doing in the most powerful terms possible. Okay? Nothing weak about it. All right? He was telling them, love thy neighbor. All right? That's the deal. Love thy enemy. That's the deal. You love your enemies. You embrace your enemies. That's what he said. It's tough. Almost impossible. It's like those folks who forgive someone, murders someone close to them, a family member, and they forgive them. Unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. Takes a kind of a strength that I don't have. But to say that Jesus is using liberal talking points, you fucking idiots. All right? You know? He wasn't a Democrat or a Republican, okay? He knew nothing of liberal talking points. He was trying to make us better people. Even I know that. And you should know that. And with that, we're done with the nonsense and hoo-ha of another week in America. I will be heading out this weekend, and I am gone for a bit. And I hope the end of your summer, the end of your summer, it's not really, but not until the 22nd of September, I believe. But as we roll into Labor Day and these last few days of summer are upon us, and boy, does that suck. But I need out again. I need to get some focus and some bearings and be able to come back and take this a little more lightly and go somewhere where they don't talk about this shit for a while. Because not talking about it is as intelligent as talking about it. I look forward. I'm getting to spend my time in Ireland. Can't wait to grab a Guinness there and watch the world lighten up. I'll be drinking a Guinness on my birthday in Dublin. And can't wait. And I do wish you all nothing but the best. And so I leave you with some really great rants. It's as always a privilege and a pleasure to read them. I hope you enjoy them as much as I did. I think you will. They get better and better. And please continue to send them. When I get back, because I will not be paying attention, I look forward to reading them and see what I missed. Thank you for that. Thanks for everything you do. Wishing you all nothing but the best. Take care of each other.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I think this will take the edge off. Garrett Cheney is expressing his anger, and it certainly helped to make my day. Just saw that Mr. Potato Head is now Potato Head to be gender fucking neutral. We just castrated Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head. Is nothing sacred? This shit has got to stop. Legos. Fucking Legos are adopting a gender-neutral policy. When I was growing up, Legos were gender-neutral. They were blocks that allowed you to build things from. They were blocks. I'm sorry, I couldn't get through that. They were blocks that allowed you to build things from, wait for it, your imagination. No figurines, no instructions, and you got about 100 pieces in a big cardboard tube. Burns my ass like a 4-foot flame. I say we give Mr. Potato Head back his pipe. Looks like he may need it. Thanks, Lou. No. Thank you, Garrett Cheney from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thanks for letting me know where you're from. And someday your pirates will be back in the thick of things, just like my Orioles. I really appreciated that. I hope you folks out there did, because I did not know that they had done that to Mr. Potato Head. I'm sorry. Potato Head. What is the matter with us? What the fuck is the matter with us? From David Rubin. My wife has suffered from mental illness for many years, and thus I'm grateful that there's increased attention to the mental illness crisis, which includes opioid addiction, depression, trauma, suicide, etc. But why are so many people increasingly facing these demons? Is it possible that our culture, obsessed with profit at any cost and willing to monetize every last human being, including and especially young people, is one of the leading causes? If a gunman is walking around a neighborhood and killing people, do we say we have a gunshot epidemic and focus all our attention on the importance of wound management? Or do we say, hey, there's a gunman that needs to be caught and taken out of circulation? Nobody appreciates mental health services more than me and my wife, and I contribute to many such services. But the truth is, in our society, things like depression and anxiety are, I believe, very sane responses to the culture we are creating. Who is not depressed and anxious about life in America? In a culture where you can only speak to a virtual person on the phone, where gaining access to a real human helping hand is getting harder and harder on purpose, where we are getting flooded and baked while our leaders yawn, where our Supreme Court is open for business, where the answer to everything is to take another drug, and where our leaders in Washington are like two parents at war with each other. Of course, we've got mental health issues. It's like we're all in a dysfunctional home where our parents are each telling us how horrible the other parent is. That's child abuse. Do we have a mental health problem, or do we have a cultural problem that is exacerbating our mental illness? When will we look beyond how many movies we can get on streaming services and see what is happening to us? But that would take some reflection and some balls. Many thanks, my friend. No, many thanks to you, David Rubin, because I think in many ways you kind of come close to nailing it. Wow. You know, certainly does exacerbate the problem, and there are no adults in the room, and that doesn't help. It's just extraordinary. And I believe it all kind of kicked itself into hyperspace during the pandemic, when it was just kind of like, I've joked about the emperor having no clothes, but all the emperors and the mini emperors from all walks of life, none of them have any clothes on, not anymore. Stood in front of all those people. All of these supposed leaders could not get together and meet and come up with any type of plan that might have allowed us to get through what was one of the most, well, certainly for me, I don't know for others, but one of the most traumatic times. But it was really created by, no, it wasn't. It wasn't created by those who were pushing one way and those who were pushing another way. It was created by the fact that both sides couldn't get together and fucking, and not just both sides, the entire spectrum. People needed to sit down and fucking discuss this. And that was when I realized, I mean, I've said it for a number of years, there are no adults in the room. And they're truly, that was when they all of them left the room. I don't know where they ended up. That's why we have space travel. Get the fuck out of here and search the universe for adulthood. That was kind of upbeat. David, you set my day into a tailspin. As I've said on numerous occasions, if someone has a point of view counter to what many of you have sent in or the ideas that you have, I've asked for this, but for the folks out there who are coming from a completely different point of view. And I've got one here, and I think I will read some of it because it is very, very long, and it's a number of quotes. It comes to us from someone who calls themselves a proud anti-vaxxer. There does not exist one single fact in all the experiments and improvements made in science which can support the idea of vaccination. A vaccinated people will always be a sickly people, short-lived and degenerate. Dr. Alexander Wilder, MD, editor of the New York Medical Tribune, 1879. I've seen leprosy and syphilis communicated by vaccination. Leprosy is becoming very common in Trinidad. Its increase being coincident with vaccination. And that comes to us from Dr. Hall Blackwell, Vaccinator General of Trinidad, 1868. Cancer is reported to be increasing not only in England and the continent, but in all parts of the world where vaccination is practiced. 1892, Dr. William S. Tebb. Another MD, Sir Ronald Martin, 1868, leprosy arose with vaccination. We'll move up out of the 1800s to more present day. The great epidemics of deadly diseases in animals and humans are caused by vaccinations. That comes from us from Charles M. Higgins, 1920. There's no, doesn't appear to be a doctor or doesn't have science degrees. But I thought I'd read it. It's certainly sent in. I believe vaccination has been the greatest delusion that has ensnared humans in the last three centuries. It originated in fraud, ignorance, and error. It is unscientific and impracticable. It has been promotive of a very great evil, and I cannot accredit it any good. From Dr. R.K. Noyce, MD, resident surgeon of the Boston City Hospital. The chief, if not the sole, cause in the monstrous increase in cancer has been vaccination. Dr. Robert Bell, Vice President, International Society for Cancer Research, British Cancer Hospital, 1922. Here's one. Vaccination is the most outrageous insult that can be offered to any pure-minded man or woman. It is the boldest and most impious attempt to mar the works of God that has been attempted for ages. The stupid blunder of doctorcraft has wrought all the evil that it ought to, and it is time that free American citizens arise in their might and blot out the whole blood poisoning business. Dr. J.M. Peebles, M.D., M.A., Ph.D. To continue, my honest opinion is the vaccine is the cause of more disease and suffering than anything I could name. Dr. Harry R. Bybee. Vaccination, instead of being the promised blessing to the world, has proved to be a curse of such sweeping devastation that it has caused more death and disease than war, pestilence, and plague combined. There is no scourge, with the possible exception of atomic radiation, that is more destructive to our nation's health than this monument of human deception, this slayer of the innocent, this crippler of body and brain, the poisoned needle. Dr. Eleanor McBean, Ph.D., N.D. The greatest lie ever told is that vaccines are safe and effective. Dr. Leonard Horovitz, a Harvard University graduate, and MPH, a Master of Public Health. Vaccinations are now carried out for purely commercial reasons because they fetch huge profits for the pharmaceutical industry. There is no scientific evidence that vaccinations are of any benefit. Dr. Gerhard Buchwald, MD. Vaccines are the backbone of the entire pharmaceutical industry. If they can make these children sick from a very early age, they become customers for life. The money isn't really to be made in the vaccine industry. The money is made by big pharma, with all of the drugs that are given to treat and address all of the illnesses that are subsequent to the side effects of vaccines. That's from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an osteopath. The pediatrician indoctrinates your child from birth into a lifelong dependency on medical intervention. The first stage of introduction is the well baby visit. The well baby visit is a cherished ritual of the pediatrician that enhances their income and does nothing constructive for your child. It's a worthless visit. Dr. Robert Mendelson, a certified board pediatrician. Studies are increasingly pointing to the conclusion that vaccines represent a dangerous assault to the immune system, leading to autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, lupus, juvenile onset diabetes, fibromyalgia, and cystic fibrosis, as well as previously rare disorders like brain cancer, sudden infant death syndrome, childhood leukemia, autism, and asthma. That's Dr. Zoltan Rona, an MD. And finally, the vaccine industry is itself a fraud. I spent my whole career studying vaccines. He's a fellow of the World Health Organization. His name, Dr. Shiv Chopra. BBS, AH, MSc, PhD. I'd like to thank the proud anti-vaxxer for sending those in. I am not going to sit here and get into a discussion of this. I will let those of you out there who have something to say to this, to let it rip. It's out there for you if it bothers you, or if you want to support it, to be honest with you. Because I know that there are those of you that this is going to drive crazy, and then there are those of you who believe what he had to say was true or made you think of something, and I look forward to reading it. And I appreciate you sending this out here. And thank you. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.